Simin Reish Tet and Nun Tet the Falaf and Beis Beis Hashem, the halachas of Tois Bebracha. The Mechaber says, Lokach Kois Shal Sheikhar Shalamayim Upasach Vamar Barachat Hashem Lekinu Melech Oilom Al Das Loimar Shakol V'tov V'omar Bari Priya Gofen In Machzir Nesai Nesha B'shosh Hizkir Shim O'Malchus Shim Ikra Abrachol In His Kavan Al Abrachol Ruya Leisamin. The Mechaber is Soisim like the Shitas HaRambam that says a massive chiddush in Hukas Brachas, Perikhes Halacha Yud Aleph, that even if a person ended off the bracha with the wrong bracha, he had Sheikhar or Mayim. Mayim is the Mechaber Zayisafa, but Mefurish in the Rambam that if he had Sheikhar, something which is the bracha is Shahakol, and he ended off Reipri Agafen, he's still Yoytzei if B'shas, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam, his Kavana was for the Richtiga Maichol. Whatever it was that the bracha that he was supposed to make, in other words, for the shakoni abedvari, then even though he ended off Reipri Agafen, he did not fix himself up teich nidiver. Nevertheless, he's yotzei. That's the shita samachaber how he says him. However, the Mishnah Berurah says we do not pass him like that alach lemaisa, and not only do we not pass him that alach lemaisa, it's not even begeder safik. There's no din of safik brachas lahakol over here. You're vadei lo yotza, and you have to make a new bracha. That means, first of all, there's just mevura here, a klal gadol, that even though we say sabal, which means safik brachas lahakol, is the general rule, nevertheless, something which is not together a safik, the shiti chidah, that doesn't shaf a safik. So it could be that you have most paisim say one way, and you have a paisim that says another way, two paisim say another way. If the minig ha'olam is not that way, if the rave is not that way, then we don't look at it as a safik b'chlal, and you would make a new bracha. Now, the question is, that's how the mechaber goes. That's how the Mishnah Berurah goes. The question is, do Svardim or Svardim Choshish for the Mechaber not to make another bracha? So the truth is that in the Mechaber himself it's not clear how the Mechaber paskins. Because the Mechaber in Simon Tov Pei Zayin Hilchas Yontif says that if a person ended off the bracha in Shemoyne Esrei, Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then Chazar Baitechi Deidiber, and he said, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, Yotzo, says the Mechaber, Acharei Shu Yoidea Shu Yontif. Since he knows that it's Yontif, therefore he's Yetzer when he's Chuzer Techidei Dibur. The question is, if he knows that it's Yontif, that means that when he was Poiseach, it was Baruch Atah Hashem Adas to say Yontif. Just he made a mistake and he came out Mekadesh HaShabbos and said Mekadesh Tov Azmanim. But in Echonami, he knows that it's Yontif and his Das was to say Mekadesh Yisrael Azmanim, then Lechura, why did he say that? Because you were Chuzer Techidei Dibur. According to what the Mechaber says over here, even if you weren't Chayzer Techidei Dibur, you still should be Yetzei because you had the Richtig of Kavanah B'Shas, the Baruch Atah Hashem. Lechur the Mashmoiz is that the Mechaber himself did not pass him like this, Halakha L'Maisa, even though he cites him here. Elsewhere, he went not that way. Mitzad Sheni, two Simanim later, in Hilchot Sfiras HaOmer, in Tov Pei Tes, Sif Zayin, the Mechaber says that if a person is Pasach, Adaito D'Yoyim Dalid, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Al Das to count Hayom Yom Revi Yom Yom Dalet Arba Yomim Bo'yomer. And it really is the fourth day. And he finished off Hayom Chamisho Yomim Bo'yomer. The halacha is, says the Mechaber, that you're Yotze. What's the reason why? L'chor the Pashtus is, if you look there in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Achreinim Ar Matmiya on the Mechaber, and they said, there's no way that you could be Yotze. Because you said the wrong gemar at the end of the day. So what's the difference that you had the richtig adas at the time that you said Baruch Atah Hashem, but at the end of the day, you didn't count the right thing? Says the goin. He says, Kipirish HaRambam V'ayin Reish Tes Sif Aleph. He tells to this Shitas HaRambam that holds that in Echanam you're Yetzei even though you had the wrong ending, the wrong chasima, but if you had the right kavana, then you're Yetzei. Here it's slightly different. Because Lamaisa, the end of the bracha, is not a different bracha. It's all the bracha of Sfiras HaOmer. But it really doesn't make a difference. Because if he had the wrong kavana, and he ended off Sfiras HaOmer, and he counted the wrong thing, then he's not Yetzer. It's only because he had the right kavana at the time of the Baruch Atah Hashem, that's why he's Yetzer. So Lechur the Mashmoi says that in Echanami, the Rambam, the Mechaber did go, was Choshish for the Shitas HaRambam, and he says that you're Yetzer and you wouldn't be Choshir. Lalach Lamaisa, the Kaf HaChaim says that in Echanami, Svardim are Choshish, and therefore you want to make a new bracha. The Ben Yishchai and the Balak, he also says the same thing, they're Choshish. I saw the Alkut Yosef, he brings down that Yishtel Tzu, this in Tov Pei Test in the bottom, he brings down the Mechaber, seems to say that that's Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, Rabbi Vadia's son. He brings down that the Mechaber says in Tov Peites, Lamaisa, he says him that Yerietz, like we just had by Sfira Sahimir. Mashmoy says that he does go like this, Alach Lamaisa. Amila, Al Tzavik Brachas Lahoko, one should not make a new bracha. Certainly, in this case, Lachero, you should get somebody else to be might to you. If you befrat that there's so many shittas that hold you not yet to be the Eved, we know that generally there's an Indian to be get somebody to be might to you if you could. Certainly, in such a case, where Tzaka Natsu Pashin and Reva Achrenu go not like the Mechaber, and it's not clear in the Mechaber himself, Harry Paskins, certainly you should try to be Machmir to get somebody else to be might to you.
What if it's an Ashkenaz in the same book?
And don't get him. He could. He would be able to be made too.
Does it matter that in Tav Pei Zayin there's no Malchus?
In Tav Pei Zayin that there's no Malchus. L'chor, there is Malchus. The original bracha is Malchus. Depending what the original bracha is.
Does the fact that you the other cases where the Mechaber is proposed that a good kavanah is enough to save the bracha, it's weird. In those cases, it was Malchus.
Taisish tells Sue that case to the other case of Brei Pri HaGafen. He says, L'chor, in a case where a person was Itkal B'milulei, and he switches it, and he was Chayzer, he brings two cases, both the Brei Pri HaGafen, that he switched to Shakon Yavadvari, and the case of Makadosh Shabbos, and he's not Mechalat between the two of them. Can you understand they're both the same? Scott is Shiloh, Big Shiloh, where do you have Malchus Bechlal in the whole Shemin Esrei? Taisish says, Takash Adaf Mem, on Beis, where do you have Malchus Bechlal? You never say Malchus, you never say Melech HaOilam in Shemin Esrei. So maybe it's Akeh Lavelo Gibor Vanero. Not exactly clear what it is, Elokei Avram. But there is a Malchus there, and all the rest of the brachas, the brachas Smuch Lachavertas, which make the Malchus of the beginning of the bracha, also go on the end of her. That's Bedas the Mechaber. The Mechaber afterwards quotes the Yesh Emrim, V'yesh Emrim Shem Lokach Koy Shecher, Oymayim V'sover Shu Shal Yayin, U'pasach Baruch Atah Hashem L'keinu Melech Ho'ilam, Aldas Loimer Brei Pri HaGofen, V'nitzka Shu Shecher, Oymayim V'sim Shakol Yotza. He brings down, which is l'chura, the suffix of the Gemara, l'fi shitas Rashi, that if a person has shecher in his hand, and his pasach adaita means he said baruch atah Hashem l'kinu melech ha'olam al das to say brei pri hagafen, and before he said anything at the end of the bracha for his chayim, he realized that it was shecher, and he finished off shakon yabedavar adayin with a richtige bracha, not the case that we just said before, and that you ended off with the wrong bracha. Here it was the exact fakert. At the time of the Baruch Hashem, you had the wrong kavana, and you finished off with the right bracha, right chasima, that according to Rashi, that's the suffix of the Gemara. And the halacha is, according to Rashi, the churro, we go the kulo. Mela says the Mechaber, that you're yaitzeh. Now, why is it a yesh emrim? Because, says the Magen Avraham, because the Mechaber doesn't hold of it. According to the Mechaber, the churro comes out, the Mechaber that says we always go bust of the ikar bracha, that means if you had the wrong kavana by the Iker Bracha, even though you were choisim karoi, like the second case over here, nevertheless, according to the Rambam, you're not going to be Yitza. And the Shaila is why? L'chur, that's how it's Mavura the Mechaber holds this way. He brings it down as a Yeshemrim. L'chur, why is it a Yeshemrim? If the Mechaber doesn't hold of it, you could say that in a Chacham it's a Yeshemrim because they don't hold of the first halacha. The way the Magen Avraham understood the Cholopachas, but that's the Mechaber, is the Mechaber, the first halacha, doesn't hold of this halacha. Because we always go bas with Ikka Kavana. And therefore, if your Ikka Kavana is no good, even though you ended off Karoi, nevertheless, you're not going to be Yetzim. The Shaila is why? L'chur, it's a Safik in the Gemara, and it's a Bayad Leiv Shita, and once it's, we should say Safik Darabana Lekula. We know that the Rambam himself holds in Sif Gimel, the Halach of Sif Gimel over here, that Safik Bracha Lekula is the Makar of the Rambam that the Beis Yisrael brings down. That means that the Rambam holds, anytime you have a Safik Bracha by Darabana, we go Lekula. If that's the case, it's a Bayad Leiv Shita. Whether you said you had the right kavana and the wrong ending, or you had the wrong kavana and the right ending, there should be no reason to be mechalik between the two of them, and it's a vital of shita, and that's why we go the kula. Even when you had the wrong kavana, we should also go the kula. When you had the right kavana, you had the wrong chasima. I'm sorry, when you had the wrong kavana, you had the right chasima. The truth is that the Lech Mishnah says that. Lech Mishnah says, "B'das the Rambam that Yutaka Yetze." The Rambam never talked about this case. The Rambam only talked about the first case. You had right kavan at the beginning, and you ended off with the wrong chasima. But he never talked about the case where you have the right kavan, where you have the wrong kavana, and you ended off with the right chasima. That the Rambam didn't talk about. That being the case, says Lech Mishnah, and Chalami, of course, he's going to be masking that we go lekula. The same way that he says that we go bust to the ikar kavana that you're yaitzeh. even if your chasim is bad. So too we go basadik. So too it's a because it's a suffix. So too we have a suffix in the case where you had the wrong kavan and the right ending. It's also a suffix, and you go lekulo. That's a lechem mishnah gubas. However, it's clear in the Magen Avraham that he says not that way. The Rambam would not be masbir in this case. Kinira, you have to say like the Kesef Mishnah is masbir. In Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, the Kesef Mishnah, the Mechaber himself in Kesef Mishnah is masbir b'das the Rambam that it's not a bayid leiv shito. At the end of the day, the Gemara was preishet the shailo. Only when there's a chasima at the end of the day, like the case of Yetzer Ma'ares, that's when we go baser the chasima. However, if there's no chasima, then we go baser the kebracha. But the Gemara said we try to bring a ra'ah from Yitzhar, and the Gemara answered, Shani Yitzhar, that there's a chasima. That means that's a real answer. It's not just a dichoy that you can't bring a ra'ah from here. It's the difference between Yitzhar and Brei Pirag Ofen. Yitzhar has a chasima, and that's why we go back to the chasima. But if you don't have a chasima, then you go back to the Iker Bracha. The Meila, it's not a Ba'i Shito. You always go back to the Iker Bracha according to the Rambam. Sai Lakula, Sai Lakumra. If you have a good Iker Bracha, even though it's a bad chasima, you're Yitzhar. And if you have a bad Iker Bracha, even though you have a good chasima, you're not going to be Yetzei, according to the Rambam. By Yetzei or in Echanami, the Rambam says, in Paragal HaLachachet, that you will be Yetzei over there, even though, the Chatzil, you started off with the wrong Kavana, but since you were Choysim, the end, Baruch Atah Hashem Yetzei Ma'aretz, so it's a Baruch Aruka, and you have a good Chasima. In such a case, in Echanami, you have a good Baruch Atah Hashem by the Yetzei Ma'aretz, and therefore, you're going to be Yetzei. Now, it seems that we paskin from the Siyesh Arim like Shitas Rashi. He's bringing down Shitas Rashi that you're Yetzer. And which means that we do reckon with your Kavana. We do reckon with your Kavana. In other words, it's not like the Rif and the Rush say that Kavana is nothing, because he's bringing down Shitas Rashi. He's, at the end of the day, it's Yotzer, because it's suffering in the Gemara, you're Yetzer. But it's a Shailah, we do have to reckon with your Kavana. L'maskanos HaGemara, it's a Bayit Leif Shita Mishbalukhulam. But if that's the case, we have to reckon with your kavano. What's the halacha if a person, the mashal, he comes, he's late to shacharis, chas v'chalilu, on his way to shacharis, he doesn't want to be so late, so he says berachas shachar. He comes to shacharis and he puts on his talis, he puts on his tefillin, and he kicks into berachas shachar like he usually does. Baruchat Hashem lekinu melech ha'olam, about to say anoshim l'sech v'ivino, and he realizes, oh Shrek, on my way to shacharis this morning, I already said berachas shachar. What does he do? He already put on his talis, he can't end off in his sati batitis. He already put on his tefillin, he can't end off in his tefillin. What should he do? So he could cut into Yitzhar or Choshech maybe. But the shaila is, Maisa Shahaya, a person ran to the kitchen, took a granule of sugar, ended off Shakon Yamidvari. Took a granule of sugar and went weiter. Can a person do that lechatchilo? Bidi Yevet, if he did it, Zichar is Yitzhar. That's this halacha. The question is, lechatchilo, can a person do that? Sounds fine. If you say it from Rachel Vatal Lechera, I don't know if there's any gaiva in that, and I don't think that's the other issue of also of Acher Shizbal Al Dimchem Lechera. To take water, water is not a problem. The problem is you don't want to make a bracha on water if you're not thirsty. That's our issue. But can you do that? So Lechura is telling in really what the makar for this halacha is. What's the makar for this halacha that the Mechaber brings down as Yeshemrim? This halacha that the Mechaber brings down as Yeshemrim that you're Yotze is true even according to the Rif. If a person has bad kavana and good chasima, it's true according to the Rif also. However, there's a difference between Rashi and the Rif. Rashi is true because Savik Brachas Lahakal. The Rif is true because Me'ikar Adin, we don't go Basir Machshava. So the Shaila is maybe in the Chanami, the Mechaber, when he says the Yeshemer over here, is not going Shitas Rashi. He's going Shitas Rif. And you're Yitzhak HaKal Lechatchila. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is going to be in our case, Lechur. In our case, if we don't reckon, if the Halakha over here is like the Rif, that means we don't care about your Kavano. If you don't care about your kavana, then lechatchila, when you said Baruch Atah Hashem Kinam Elokim Olam, and you were thinking for Netilas Luluv, you were thinking for Nezeis Nesech Vivino, and then you decided that you want to switch it to Shakan Yabat Var, it's not a problem. Because we don't care about your kavana before. And the Meir lechatchila, Lechor, you should be allowed to do it. However, in a case, according to Shitas Rashi, it's only B'diyavet. If you did this, then in a Chanami, you're going to be Yetzer. But lechatchila, certainly you shouldn't do it. Because that which you yitzim, we don't even know if you yitzim mikar adin, it's only yitzim misafik. Because maybe you're talking about yitzim. So we brought lakal, therefore go lakula. The Mishnah Berurah in Simen Memvov, Sifkat and Chof, he discusses a case where a person was had kavana to say, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam, Zoykif Kefufim. Now, and then he realized, as he's about to say Zoykif Kefufim, that he didn't say Matir Asurim. Now, most of the brachas, it doesn't really make a difference which order you say them in. However, there are certain brachas, we'll see, that once you say the bracha, you cannot say a previous bracha. For example, once we say Matir Asurim before we say Zoykif Kefufim. Because Matir Asurim means that you're let out of jail from being nasa, from being tied up. Therefore, as soon as you sit up, you're chayv in Matir Asurim. Only when you stand up are you chayv in Zoykif Kefufim. But if you said Zoykif Kefufim before you said Matir Asurim, they don't say Matir Asurim anymore. Memela. If the person was really, he was up to Matir Asurim, and he starts saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam al das to say Zoykif Kefufim. And then he realized he didn't say Matir Asurim. Should he end off Matir Asurim, that way he could also say Zoykif Kefufim? Or should he end off Zoykif Kefufim like he had in mind Lechatchila and shoot himself in the foot, and then we'll be able to say Matir Asurim? Says the Mishnah Berurah, end off Zoykif Kefufim. Even though you're going to be losing out on the bracha of Matir Asurim, Machnishtais, you always have to do, you have to finish off your bracha like you were Mechavan Lechatchila. That means the Mishnah Berurah is Choshesh Lechatchila for the Shita of Rashi. That means it's not just a riff over here in the Yeshayim, the Chatchila were Choshesh for Shitas Rashi, that we care about your Kavana, B'Shas Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. However, that still does not answer our question. Our question, you don't have the ability to say something else. What are you going to say? Neis Masech Vivina? You have nothing else to say. You're stuck. You're either the choice to stop now and say Baruch Hashem Kvayim Achul Tzim Leilam Void, or you run to the kitchen to get a granule of sugar. You don't have two choices. What should you do in that case? So the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Ches, Sivkot and Mem Aleph, he talks about a different case. He says if a person has a talis in front of him, and he picks up the talis, and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, he's about to say Lisati Batzitzis, Jirgit Shomri Zitzvon Lisati Batzitzis, and a guy grabs away the talis. He says, you know the halacha and Shulchan Aruch that says, they let it borrow somebody else's talis if he's not here. Well, the guy showed up. So right in the middle of the bracha, the guy grabs away the talis. So this guy's hanging there with his Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, which is about to say Lisati Batzitzis, and didn't do it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you have, quotes Artos Achaim, that says that if you have your tefillin in front of you, then just end off. Not a problem. But what's that mean? We see over here in such a case that you're allowed to end off your brach with a totally different mitzvah. You had kavanah for lisati batzitzis, and you're ending off laniach tefillin. However, the zeis bracha brings down in parakofei. Depends really which madur you have. I think it was once it was parakof gimel, then it became parakof dalet. The latest one is parakofei. The lacha of Torah is the final bracha before the birurim. He talks about Torah's bracha, and he said that he asked Rabbi Yashiv this question: can a person start off with one bracha and switch to another bracha? And Rabbi Yashiv said no. And he said, what's the story with Simen Ches by tefillin and talis? He said there it's different. Why is it different? Because there you're mechuyev to make both of the brachas. Since you're mechuyev to make both of the brachas, therefore you're allowed to end off with the other thing. I'm not exactly sure. I hear the chilek. I don't understand why it's mechalek. What's the difference? The mice, if your kavanah is one thing instead of something else, what should be the difference? Because it's also your mechuyev, and therefore it's also a mitzvah. So it's from one mitzvah to another mitzvah, as opposed from a mitzvah to a birchas hanenin. Because of not exactly clear, I wasn't exactly sure. They actually bring another raya from Simen Reish Vav, Sivav. I don't want to get into it because it has a lot to do with the ramah of in this sif that we're also leaving for Simen Reish Vav. I didn't see. He quoted a Raya Berurah there in the Haggah. I'm not sure. I think actually in the Dershu they quoted on the side. If you look it up in the Shulchan Aruch, I'm not sure why it's a Raya Berurah. Lemaisa, the Bachacher, in our Simen, in Simen Reish Tes, the Ish Lavrami Bachach, he says, in Echram you could switch. It's not a problem to switch. Even if you start off with one bracha, you could switch to another bracha. That's brought down also from Chaim Kanievsky and Shelas Rav, page Tov Tzadi, that a person would be allowed to switch his bracha from one thing to the next. Now, l'chura misrar, you could say that. If we know that b'di'eved yoytze, then l'chatchila, in a matzav of b'di'eved, a matzav of shas adchak, ki b'di'eved ami. However, it's really not that simple, because b'di'eved, that which you yoytze, is not because you're vada yoytze b'di'eved. According to Rashi, you're not yoytze b'di'eved, it's just because of bracha zalkil. It's only if you go that it's riff, then you're yoytze mamish midino. Therefore, it's not so clear. L'chera, asemech l'hakol, yesh le'almi l'ismaich, to switch to something else. If you don't do that, or you don't have a grain of all sugar, then enechanam, you should say right away, baruch shem k'vein v'chutzoy, le'oilam v'oid.
Is it clearly that the mipers to let
it? What's that? Then you're not going to put another talis afterwards?
What's
going to be the day? Somebody else? Yeah? Elchanami? Would be allowed to do that. Can you say a bracha on someone else's talis? If he gives it to you, is it a bracha? You're right. Maybe my case wasn't so good. You're right? Good. True nekuda.
Somebody who I know very well once washed his hands before Ma'ariv and then started saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam to say Asher Yatzar and then realized that there was no Asher Yatzar to make. So he started saying Asher B'dvarei Ma'ariv HaRavim to fix it up. Over there, where there's a chasima of Baruch Atah Hashem and Ma'ariv HaRavim, is that going to be a Vadei Hatzalah on his Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam? That you don't have to come into Suffolk Brothers.
That's Yotamidin Vada, Lachero. Nice,
Lachero.
Very nice.
Chasha and Femkeski is saying even to be a Salon.
Yes.
Would it be better to maybe do that for Shaper and Vada? Would it be better to go find another
Shaper
that
you know that one? Well, in Rashi's case, where you ended up staying Shaper and Vada?
You didn't finish it, you got it through the line. You're gonna finish off by drinking up and you're okay. It's better to go find
a different wine?
Or no,
you started off with the kavana to say Vrei Pri Agafen. You started off with the right kavana?
No, you think you're holding Shaper.
And it's really wine?
It's really wine. You come right before you say, right before you recite.
No, there where you're going to say Shakal Nibadvari is fine. Because you're Yetzir with Shakal Nibadvari anyhow. So that's not a problem. Maybe the other way around you can. Yesh Lion. I wouldn't think so. That's the case of a person's misafik at the time of the bracha. Sif beis. Lokach koi shal sheikhar imayim averech baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam. Barir pri agafen. Person takes something which is clearly a shahakol and he says, Barir pri agafen. V'toyech yidei dibur nizkir shetov amr shakani b'dvarin. V'kach ha'is amir osay baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam. Barir pri agafen shakani b'dvarin. Yotzo. This is the case of the Gemara according to the Rif, Aliba the Rosh at least. The Rif is not mafurish with the cases. This is the way that the Rosh understood the Rif. And this is how the Mechaber is paskening, is bringing down this case, L'chero. And he says that you're Yaitse. Why? L'chero, the reason is, according to the Rif, it's a Safek Brachas L'Hakol, and therefore you go L'Kula. The problem is, why does the Mechaber Seisim like the Rif? L'chero, according to what he was Seisim in Sif Aleph, like the Rambam, that we go baser your kavana, then over here it's not going to help you that you were choizer at the end of the day. L'chori, we should go baser your kavana, which is not the right kavana. Azay frek the Magen Avram, and Memela says the Magen Avram that we must be talking about a different case. The Sharatin brings down, the Mishabru brings down, and the Sharatin explains. He says, no, the Achreinim are Madche. And they say that the reason why the Mechaber, this is really going Shittas Arif, the reason why the Mechaber doesn't say Yesh Emrim, because it's a hemshich to what he said before, and the Yesh Emrim that he said at the end of Sif Aleph is really also going on the halacha that it says in Sif Beis, the Yesh Emrim. And Memeila, it's not Shver that he was Seisim, he wasn't Seisim, it's all, also only a Yesh Emrim. Now, Tzarech Birksas, because L'chur, it depends on how you learn the Yesh Emrim Sif Aleph. If the Yesh Emrim Sif Aleph is Rashi, and you're Yotzi only Misafik, then he's not maskim l'chur to the halacha that's in Sif Beis where you actually said the words. Rashi B'Pash is not maskim to the Rif. L'chur, the mashmois is a little bit that the halacha at the end of Sif Aleph is really the Rif, and your yetzim is in Vadai. And that's why the Yesh Emrim, that's why the halacha Kreis is saying another halacha, which is true according to the Rif. Albeit only Misafik, but in a Hanami it's also true according to the Rif. However, it does not seem that the Baragvila didn't learn that way. L'chur, he quotes it as Rashi and Tesis. It would seem, it's not exactly clear in the Mishnah Berurah. I tried looking up, he quotes the Achreinim, I looked up the Achronim, the Yeralba, the Mordechai, and the Hasholim. Wasn't clear exactly how they understood that it's a Hemshech of the Yeshirim. They said it's a Hemshech of the Yeshirim, not exactly clear how they understood that it's a Hemshech. Lamaiso, Lalach Lamaiso, we paskin like this riff, that if a person was Neskavim Mishas the Bracha for the wrong Bracha, and he ended off with the wrong Bracha, if he switches Teichet Yidibur, then he's Yaitse his Bracha. However, that's not in all cases. I know. In this case, it's true where you're holding something in your hand and you're making a bracha. You're holding water in your hand and you have kavana for the wrong bracha. You're thinking to say Brei Pri Hagafen, and you end off Brei Pri Hagafen. You switch to Echidei Dibur, you're Yaitse. Why? Because you're holding it in your hand. However, in a case where you're not holding it in your hand, for example, Birchas HaShachar, that you have to say Pekei Chivrim and Malvish Arumim. And you start saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Al Das Lasei Malbish Arumim, and you end off Malbish Arumim, and then you realize, oh no, I'm up to Pekei Chivrim, and you quickly say Teichet Yidibur Pekei Chivrim. So you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Matir Asurim Pekei Chivrim. What's the halacha in that case? According to what it says in this sif, you should be yaitza. However, the Mishabura paskins halacha lemaisa that you're not yaitza in that case Pekei Chivrim. You're yaitza Malbish Arumim in that case. Why? Because we'd rather take the bracha that you're mechaven for, and you ended off karoi, and befrat over here that you're not eating after your malbish arumim. So there's no hefsik between the end of the bracha and anything else. So you really did a great bracha. You said bracha d'Hashem kina melech olam malbish arumim, and you ate the malbish arumim. Afterwards, you go back and say pekei chivrim. We'll get rid of the dal mehacha, the pekei chivrim that you said at the end. You're talking not. You don't use the pekei chivrim, and you say that you ate the malbish arumim, because there's nothing that's moichiach that you have to say Pekei Chivrim instead of Malbish Arumim. So why should we say when you're Chozer, that you're being Chozer from your Bracha, and you really wanted to say Pekei Chivrim? That's not true. You originally had Kavana to say Malbish Arumim, you finished off Malbish Arumim, and that's why you had to Malbish Arumim, even though you're Chozer with Teichet Yidibur, when you said Pekei Chivrim. And the halacha is, you go back and you say Pekei Chivrim. Now this halacha that you could be choizer teichidei dibur, if it is muchach what you're being mevarach on, that's only when it's a bracha derabanan. But if it's a bracha deraisa, then in Hanami there's no since it's still a safik lemaisa, therefore we say safik brachas lekula. And I'm sorry, since it's still a safik, only by derabanan do we say safik brachas lekula by deraisas, like the Mechaber says, like the Mishnah Berurah says, we go lechumra. And Mamela, if a person had something which is Mechayiv himself in a Birchas HaMazir, he had bread, and he thought he had something which is Ha'et, and he started, ends up saying he thought he had dates, and he said Baruch Atah Hashem, it happens for dessert. Person had a meal, and afterwards he had for dessert, he had a bunch of dates. And he's thinking, what did I just have? A bunch of dates. So he starts making Baruch Atah Hashem, Kino Melech Olam, Al Ha'et, Al Pri Ha'et, Ayvei. And he realizes that he's supposed to be saying, Hazan HaSoylem Kulei B'tuvei. So in such a case, in Hanami, even if he kicks into Hazanas Arayim Kuloi B'tuvai, and he ends off at the end of the day, L'chorera Hazanas Akol, it's still too late, because you can't switch afterwards, since it's a Safik, and we go L'kula, that's only by the Rabbanan, by the Raises, we do not go L'kula, and therefore, you would have to make a new bracha. You're not Yoytze Yerchiv, L'chlal. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah is Mitzadid, the Bir Halacha is Mitzadid, that according to Rashi, that holds that we go Basir Kavana, even if you didn't say Al Eitz Al Pri Eitz, you said Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam Al Das to say Al Eitz Al Pri Eitz, and then you switch to Hazan HaSoylem Kuloi B'Tuvai, also that's the Safik Daraisa according to Shitas Rashi, and Memeil in such a case, Tzorech In Ladina, he says, Tzorech In Ladina, what a person should do in such a case. Why doesn't the Baruch Atah Hashem at the end fix it? The reason is only because by Marav HaRavim we say that because you're Peseach, that's the right thing also. But by something else, which is you weren't Peseach, you don't say Mazkir, Midas Laila B'Yoyim, Midas Yom B'Laila. In such a case in the Hanami, we wouldn't say it, by, at least by other rights. The Chur in such a case, since it's a Tzorachin Ladino, then in a Hanami, this case is really a Svek Sveka. It's not, it's a suffix whether or not the guy it's a suffix whether or not, according to the Rif, you're for sure Yetzer. According to Rashi, it's a suffix in the Gemara. So it's really a Svek Sveiko. Do we passing like Rashi? Even if we do passing like Rashi, it's a suffix in the Gemara whether or not you're Yetzer in such a case. L'chur is a Svek Sveiko in the case you certainly should not go back L'chur and bench. Rather, you should be Makbet to get somebody else to bench, or you should eat another Kazayas of Kazayma and bench afterwards. This is really the case as mentioned in Tziv Gimel. That's the truth. It's a very similar case as mentioned in Tziv Gimel that the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Taz. The Taz says that since Alamichya is a Suffolk Daraiso, so therefore, if you have a Suffolk, whether you made an Alamichya, therefore you should be Makbid to eat some more and be Maitzi your Suffolk. That's also a Svek Svek over Daraiso. It's a Suffolk whether or not you ate, it's a Suffolk whether or not Alamichya is Daraiso, and even if it is Daraiso, maybe you were Yetzi, your Chiv, maybe you take a Alam Michil. So you really have a Svek Sveko, Midina, you will not go back and be Mavarek. However, certainly you should be Maitzi, your Chiv, by trying to wash again and having another Kezayas. Agav, if you wash again to have another Kezayas, the halacha is that if you're not having a Kebeo, then you do not make an Alatil Sadaim. If all you're having is Kezayas, then you do not make an Alatil Sadaim. And you would have to make a new bracha, hamaytzi lechem min haaretz, if you're mistopic whether or not you benched, or certainly in the case, that's Tziv Gimel. Certainly in our case, where you started benching, certainly you're mesiach das, and therefore you need a new bracha lechatchila of hamaytzi lechem min haaretz. Now, what's the halacha in a case where a person said, Baruch Ato Hashem lekinu melech ha'olam, al das to say, poikei achivrim, and by accident he made a mistake and he said Malbash Arumim. And he quickly caught himself and he said Pekei Achivrim. So that means he started off with the Richting of Kavanah Pekei Achivrim, and then he just was spacing out at the last second, he said Matir Asurim. And then he quickly changed himself to Pekei Achivrim. So he said beforehand that if you had Kavanah Lechatchila for Malbash Arumim, then you ended off Malbash Arumim, and then you switched to Pekei Achivrim, then you're not yet to Pekei Achivrim. This case though, however, you started off with Pekei Achivrim, you switched to, let's say, Malbash Arumim, and you switch back to Yechidei Dibur to Pekei Achivrim. What's the halacha in that case? Says Mishnah Berurah from the Magen Avraham, Tzarei Chiyin Im Yatzi Yidei Pekei Achivrim. And it's Tamua. What do you mean? The Magen Avraham himself explains this halacha of our Sif. He says he's Matmiya, the question that we mentioned beforehand, that Lachur is Soyser, what he said in Sif Aleph. Because this halacha is only according to the Rif, and he was saying Sim like the Rambam in Sif Aleph, not like the Rif, that we go back to Kavana. What's pshat? Says the Magen Avraham, our case is talking about this exact case. You had Sheikhar in your hand, and lechatchila you thought to say Shachonim Advarim, and Baxton and Brei Priyagafim came out of your mouth, and quickly you changed it to Shachonim Advarim. The halacha is, you're Yetzer according to everybody, Shachonim Advarim. It's a good bracha, you're Yetzer according to everybody. That's according to the Rambam, according to Rashi, according to Rif, everybody. That's the halacha which is mentioned in Taitzvis, that if a person made a mistake in his words, his kavana was to say the right bracha, and he just slipped and he said the wrong bracha, if Teichet Edibur he catches himself, then he rates him. So then how come when it comes to also in Pekei Achivrim, and he thought to say Pekei Achivrim, and he was mistaf, and back then he said Matar Asurim, and he quickly catches himself and said Pekei Achivrim, that's the case of our Sif, that says he rates him. According to everybody, according to the Rif, according to the Ram, according to Rashi. What's all of a sudden the Tzarachin of the Magen Avraham? Says the Dogum Revava, that it's different than our case. Our case is talking about a case where it's muchach what bracha you want to make. You're holding the thing in your hand. You're holding sheikhar in your hand. There we say that if you're kavana, if you were chayzer tachin edibur, then since you're kavana lechatchila was for that also, the male is pasha that you're yetzer. However, if you're not holding it in your hand, and it's not muchach what bracha you have to say, even if in the siddur it's printed one before the other one, nevertheless, it's not muchach be'etzem that you have to say this bracha since you have to say both the brachas, male tzarach in if you're yetzer. That's what the Magen Avraham says, and the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Mem Vav brings it down. It brings down a suffix. So some people it's pasha that you yaitza, like the Mechaber says, like the Magen Avraham learned at the beginning of the Sif. And some people say no, that's a suffix. Tzarachin. No, because it has to be in the bracha itself. It has to be mucha. It can't be that it's some that a person. Lechura, what should a person do in such a case? Tzarachin if him yatzo. So if tzarachin if him yatzo, then lechura you should not say pekei achivrim again. The question is, should you say Matir Asurim again? The Chayyur Sarachin is on both of them. Were you Yotze Pekei Chivrim or Yotze Matir Asurim? Maybe in this case, L'chura, you shouldn't say not Matir Asurim and not Pekei Chivrim, and you should be Yotze both of the brachos from somebody else. Kumtais, if it's Muchach from what you're holding in your hand, either because you're holding Sheikha in your hand, or the case of Mishnah Berurah talking about you're holding Besamim in your hand, and your Kavana was the Chatzchila to say Besamim, and then by accident you said Mari Re'esh, and you quickly change yourself and you said, Birmini Besamim, you're Yotze because it's clear from what you're holding in your hand that that's the bracha that you want to make. However, where it's not clear from what you're holding in your hand, it's not mucham itoichai, and you have to make both of the brachas. It's not just one of the brachas that you have to make. You have to say pekei chivrim al bisharum. Then it's a safek whether or not you're yetze, and you should be mighty yetze both of the brachas from someone else. That's really sif beis. We have the Rambam over here, which we're going to skip for now until Mir Hashem we see Simin Reish Vav. Because it has a lot to do with those halachas. If you made a brach on something and you had more food in front of you, you didn't have more food in front of you, that we're going to leave Be'ez Hashem for Simin Reish Vav so we can properly appreciate the halach. Sif Gimel. Kol ha-brachas im nisafakim birachim lav, inu mavarach le'bethchil v'le'besayif, chutz mivirachas amazim p'nei shehi shal teru. This is the halacha of safik brachas le'kula. For all brachas that are not daraisas, we go le'kula. Anything which is a daraisa, like birachas amazim, we go le'chumra. Interesting to note that he does not say Birchas HaTorah over here. If it's the Rambam the Shitasi, and the Rambam Taka holds that Birchas HaTorah is not the Raisa. So the answer is that not everybody learned that way in the Rambam. The L'chur would work out well, L'chur, if it's the Rambam the Shitasi. The reason why we say something Birchas L'kula, there's really two reasons why. The first reason is because all Birchas are Darabanan. The Mela, something Darabanan L'kula. The second reason is, like Beit Yosef brings down from Ben Yigayin and Sinan Samach Zayin, he says that there's a Chshash of Lay Siso. Somebody that's mevarech a bracha shein etzricha or bracha levatala, in this case it would be bracha shein etzricha if you already ate it beforehand, is over mishum leisisa. It happens to be machlekes rishonim whether or not it's a din deraisa, or just a smach levalam, it's a derabanan. It's clear if a person says shem Hashem by itself, that is the iser deraisa of leisisa. The question is mitoich habracha. If a person says a bracha shein etzricha, is that a deraisa or is that only derabanan? Because the ma'isa you were meshaveach hakadosh baruch hu. That means. Since Safek Bracha, usually Safek Darabanan Lekula, if you want to be Machmor in yourself, you could be Machmor in yourself. However, in such a case where there's also a Chashash of Leisisa, then in Hanami, in such a case, L'chorer, you would not be able to be Machmor in yourself. Now, even by Daraisa, L'chorer, it's Tzarech Bir. You have a Safek Daraisa. Safek Daraisa L'chumro tells you that you should make a Bracha. However, Leisisa tells you, don't make a Bracha. So, what are your choices? You'd rather be over on maybe you have a suffix whether or not you were mekayim the mitzvah. L'chor, you'd rather be mevatel a mitzvah b'shev al tase than to be over on a daraisa mikum v'esek. Why should you go ahead and be mevarech birchas hamazon if l'chor you have a suffix over here? You're either going to be mevatel mitzvah daraisa of birchas hamazon, or you're going to be over, possibly you'll be over on leisisa. Each one's a suffix. Maybe you benched already, so maybe you're talking yetsa. And maybe you didn't bench this, maybe there's no leisisa. What's your choice? L'chur, one is shev al tas, one's konvesi. It's better not to be mevarech than to be mevarech and take a chance to be over and leisisa. L'chur, the answer is that if you hold safek daraisa as l'chumro, that means that you're mechuyev to make a bracha. It's not a bracha shein etzricha. The din is when you have a safek that you're mechuyev to make a bracha. But really, it's not a bracha shein etzricha. You're mechuyev, there's no iser of leisisa. However, where's the pella? On the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that safek daraisa l'chumro is only midrabanan. And he holds that Isser of Leisisa, even when you say a bracha shein etzricha, is daraisa. So if you have a suffix daraisa, whether or not you benched, you go lechumra le midarabanan. And lechara, there's Isser daraisa of Leisisa over here. This chashash is a daraisa. So why would you take the chance?
Why should it be different than any other bracha?
Why should it be different than any other bracha? The answer is lechara, like we just said beforehand. It's no different than any other bracha. If the rabbanon were kaveya, then any suffix daraisa lechumra, you go lechumra. That means the Rabbanan are being kaveh, then in such a case you make a bracha. All brachas except for Birchas HaMazon are there Rabbanan. And there's no leisis over there. Because they say you're mechuyev to make a bracha. But meila, if there's a Safek Daraisa, even though Safek Daraisa is only in the Rabbanan, but once you're mechuyev in the Rabbanan to make the bracha, in the Chananami there's not going to be no leisis. I got to found the question this morning. It's bothered me. I threw out the question in Chabura on Thursday. I didn't have an answer. However, it bothered me. I thought this maybe is an answer. I found this morning that Bavadi talks about it, Yabi Omer. In Chelek Zayin, Simen Lamed Gimel, he talks about this question, and he wants to say something fascinating. It's just because it's a fascinating Mar Mokim, then I'm going to mention it. He says, he wants to answer Al Pi L'Chavis Das. He says he found other people that said it after he said it. The Chavis Das is Simin Kuf Yud. Chavis Das is the Nesivus. He says in Simin Kuf Yud in Yerideo, that which the Rambam holds, that Safik Darayis L'Chumro, is only Midirabanan, that's by Lois Aseis. But by Aseis, Safik Darayis L'Chumro is a Din Darayis. Mail over here in our case, where you have a Shaila whether or not you should be Mavarach Birchas Amazin, Safik Darayis L'Chumro is Midirayis. And Loisiso, so the Reis L'Chumro, you have a Safik the Reis by the Loisiso over here also, is only the Rabbanon. I mean, it's Pashto that you go back to the Reis. That's going to get to why you're making a bracha when you have a Safik. Now let's say, the halacha is, if you have a Safik the Rabbanon, you're not Machmir. Let's say, and you don't make the bracha, let's say you have a Svek Sveika to make a bracha. Two tzadim to make a bracha. Dafka Maisa Shoyek Achoya, I asked Berkowitz once, I said to him, I don't understand why the Mishapur says that when you have coffee, and you drink it slowly, you don't make a bracha achorin, a brain of fashas, the chorin is a svek sveiko. Svek sveiko, what's a svek sveiko? First of all, every time that you drink, there's a suffix whether or not you have to drink it kadesh shtiyas revias, which is like 5 or 10 seconds. Or even by drinks, you have kadesh achilas pras, which is about 4 minutes. Most people finish their coffee within 4 minutes. So it's machlekes rishenim. Machlekes rishenim. Even if you're going to be machmir, it could be that kadesh shtiyas revias changes with what type of drink it is, like Shari Chula says. Water, it takes 10 seconds to drink. However, for Arvias. However, coffee, it takes 2 minutes to drink. So, my man, the Kadesh Tias Arvias of coffee is different. So, you have a Svek Sveka to make a brain of Hashis. So, he says to me, Yitzchak, it's so Pasha that you make a brain of Hashis, you make a bracha by anytime you have a Svek Sveka. Betim, it's a Mepurish of Mishnah Berurah. There's a common series in this Mishnah, in this halacha. However, the halacha lemais, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Simon Reish Tezvav, at the end of Reish Tezvav, he says that if a person has a grape, an entire grape, you should never do this, because it's a suffix. If you're going to eat just one grape, don't eat the whole grape straight. Cut it in half, and then eat it. If it's Shabbos, then you get the other Shabbos. Bite it in half, and then eat the other half. Why? Because the halacha is, Yushalmi is mitzadein, that if a person has a berry shleima, an entire fruit, even one garin of a pomegranate, says the Yushalmi, you eat it straight, there's a suffix whether or not you have to make a bracha achrino. It's a davar chashev. The only reason why you need a shear is because you need a davar chashev to make a bracha chorinon. But once you have a davar chashev without it, then you don't have to. So you have a grape, you have a strek sveiko. Suffolk whether or not the grape is a kezayis. And even if the grape is a kezayis, it's not a kezayis, it's a beria. Maybe you have to make a brain of hashev. Says Mishnah Berurah, nevertheless, you do not make, says the Chaya Adam, Simon Hay, you don't make a bracha over there. Even though you have two tzadim to say, Raif tzadim says that you should, nevertheless, you would not make a bracha rishena in such a case, a bracha chorinon in such a case. That's by the Rabban. By the Raisa L'Chara, certainly you would have to bench again. If you have a sex fake, it's to bench. Even by one suffix, you have to. Now, if a person has a suffix, whether or not he benched, only if he ate Kidei Sviya, is it a suffix of the Raisa. V'chalt v'itza v'oto, v'rach v'itza Hashem l'kecho. Only when you have ate Kidei Sviya, then there's a shayla of a suffix of the Raisa. And the halacha is that you have to bench. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet that the best thing to do is to ask somebody else to be Maitzi you. Or you yourself should wash again. And like we said before, if you're washing again, then if you're not only having a Kezayis, then don't make a Netil Sedayim. Do make a new Bracha, since you're Mestapik, maybe you benched already, so Zichri or Mesiach Das. You make a new Maitzi Lechem and Aretz and eat a Kezayis. Now the Shaila is, how does it help you to eat a Kezayis? If you're trying to pater, you ate Kidei Sviya. If you ate Kidei Sviya, that means you're Chuyi Midaraiso. If you're going to eat a Kezayis now, then you're only Mechuyi Midarabanan. How can you Chuyi Midarabanan pater your Chuyi Midaraiso? The answer is that Maman of Shach, if you benched already beforehand, then you have a new Chiyiv now. You already finished your other Chiyiv. And maybe you have a new Chiyiv now, and your only Chiyiv is only Midarabanan. You make a Midarabanan and you eat it. Elamai, you didn't bench beforehand. You ate Kedei Sviya, so your Kedei Sviya that you ate now is just adding on to your Kedei Sviya that you had beforehand, and you're still Mechuyev Midaraisa, and Memela, you're going to be Yetzir your Birchas Hamazon of Midaraisa. That's the halacha for a man. What's the halacha for a woman? A woman who's mistapik whether or not she benched or not. What's the halacha in that case? Why is a woman different? The halacha is in Simen Kuf Pei Vav, Sif Aleph, Noshim Chayavis Birchas Hamazon. V'safik hui meim chayavis midaraisa. Why? Because they weren't given the land, and therefore v'rachtas Hashem lekecha la'aretz ateva, and noshim were not v'chalukas aretz, like the Gemara says in Daf Chof, and v'meila it's a shayla of whether or not the mechuyev b'daraisa. So if it's a shaila, if you're mechuyev b'daraisa, you get stuck if they have a safek whether or not they benched. What should they do? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Gimel. Isha she'achla kedei sviyah v'nesapka v'bircho chayev v'savarech v'chein hiskim v'chay adam v'mogin gibur kas v'shar efraim v'chein hiskim v'mogin v'chay adam v'mogin gibarim v'chein v'chidush v'beki v'egr v'beki v'esav v'chidah v'posk v'shein tzich l'as v'savarech v'chein v'sad v'pim v'gadim mamish kedei l'echreinim big mach like is what a woman should do in such a case v'chein 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 v'chein. Since there are many shittas, Rishayim, like the Bir Halacha says, that they are chayim midaraisa, but mainly you could be samech on the achrenim that say that she goes back and benches again, and it's not a problem. Now, certainly in this case, for sure it's the best to get somebody else to be maitzio. Because if you're telling me that even in a case where a man who's for sure mechayim midaraisa to go back, it's still better to get somebody else to be maitzio if you could, or to get out of the suffix. Certainly in this case, where it's a shayla by a woman, certainly the best thing to do is to ask somebody else to be maitzio them, or she should wash again, gezayis. But if she doesn't, she doesn't have anybody to be right to her. There's no one else around. She has no other food. She doesn't want to eat any more food. Whatever the reason is, in a chanami, she's not mechuyev meikaredin to go back. If she wants to, she could. Now, this whole halacha of a safek birchas hamazon is dafka if you're kedei sviya. Somebody emailed me recently that he ran out and he forgot whether or not he benched. What should he do in such a case? So it depends, really, if you're holding in yeshiva and it's a middle second seder, it's already a long chabura, and it's 4:43, and you ate at 2 o'clock. So the shaila is, can you still bench b'chol? What's the halacha? We're not going to get into the ikar halacha. We're just going to tell the ikar halacha. The ikar halacha is that if a person is still full from his suda, even if he's 3 hours later, he's allowed to bench, and he's mechuyev to bench. If he's not full, then it depends whether or not he's within 72 minutes. Within 72 minutes, you're for sure allowed to bench. After 72 minutes, it depends whether or not you're still full. If you're still full, then it can go for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. And you would not, and you'd still be mechuyev to bench. If you're not full, then in a chanami, you're not mechuyev to bench. And therefore, in such a case, you would not go back, even if you had a safek. Because even if you had a vada, you wouldn't bench. That's a good question. We're not going to deal with it now. What happens if a person... How many people know if they had kedei sviya? I'm not sure. I think maybe... Sometimes you ate a ton, you know for sure you had kedei sviya. No question about it. Some person has a question. I don't know. I had two sandwiches.
Only a bread?
No, is it only a bread? I don't want to get into that question also. Yes, lechara, it's only a bread. It's not so that simple, but it's too much on one regalacha. The pashtus is not... we're going to leave that. It's an excellent question, but we're going to leave it for now. If a person has a suffix whether or not they ate kedei sviya, the halacha is, says the chaya adam, lechara over here, you have a svek svekel. Suffolk whether or not you ate kedei sviya. And even if you did eat kedei sviya, maybe you benched already. And mamela, says the chaya adam, it depends. In a case, interesting, he says it in a guess to the Taz's case. The Taz says that even by alamichyo, which is the suffolk whether or not it's a daraisa, a person should be machmer to get out of the suffolk if your person had kedei sviya. Says the chaya adam, but if it's only a suffolk you have kedei sviya, then you don't have to be machmer because it's like a svek svekel. And the question is, it's always a svek sviko. Even if you had a vade sviyo, it's a svek sviko by alamichyo. Because maybe alamichyo is not the raisa. Even if it is the raisa, maybe you benched. It sounds like maybe there's a difference between two svekas, three svekas. I'm the bachacher and Mishud. He talks about at the beginning, if there's a difference between two or three svekas. Well, the chura is a svek sviko. In such a case, it's really a svek sviko. That means if a person has suffic whether or not he had a kedei sviyo, L'chur, it's a svek sveko whether or not he's mechuyev midaraisa. L'chur, maker, then he's not mechuyev to go back. In this case, for sure, you should try to get somebody else to be maitzi him or to get out of the suffix. You should not bench in such a case because he has a svek sveko in this case. See if we can do one of the other aces first. Now, what happens if a person is not sure if he made a bracha? He, like they're on the sheet, he was eating popcorn, he sits down with popcorn, he starts munching, he's like Shrek, he doesn't know if he mumbled a bracha or not. What should he do in such a case? The first thing to do is you should get fetched for not knowing if he made a bracha. You should sit down and learn the halachis, and make sure that's the biggest way, Eitzah Keneged the Yetzer Ha, like the Shaul Sponsor says in Igeres HaMusar, to learn those halachis that he was initially. If he's a mistapik, he should learn the halachas. That's what we're doing, Baruch Hashem, Ashreinu. Ashreinu Batev Chalkin. The question is, he wants to know, he wants to finish eating his popcorn. The halacha is, you're allowed to finish eating your popcorn. It's before in Kuf Samach Zayin that you do not make a new bracha Rishreinu, and you're allowed to continue eating. The shaila is there an inyan to be machmer, not to continue eating? Now certainly, if you could find somebody else to be mighty with a bracha Rishreinu, the halacha is that that's what you do. The Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, he says, he's talking about a mighty there. He says something very interesting, actually. He says that if miyum nizdam lefanav b'misi basai echad shereitz alecho pas nochan shi'tiyan b'birchas amaiti nizdam lefanav b'misi basai. This is Pashin. Where the Makar is Pashin. So I didn't have to look up the Makar. This is the Mishnah Berurah. But he's clearly telling me that if it's nizdam lefanav b'misi basai, Zafka, if it happens to be where you're eating, to go to find somebody else, to leave the room, to go ahead and get somebody to be mighty you, that can hear the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't have to do that. It's kedai, you like to continue eating. It's kedai if somebody's around to be mighty you, but to get somebody else, in Echanam, you don't have to. Al-Shan, is there an Indian to be machmer? Should I not eat the popcorn? Should I not eat the popcorn? Or do we say, no, the halacha is, and therefore go ahead and eat the popcorn. So the truth is, we saw on Taisvis, that Rav Kiva Eger brings down from the Marsha, that it's really Shitas Rishenim, Kamish Rishenim, Arm Erdis Lakuda, that by, it's not so posh that we say Salah Baras Lakula by Birch Hananin. Why? Because it's the Ismi Tachini, Asim Hanan Smail Mazeb Le Bracha. What is the rip hole that we say that we go Lakula, I is Isra Lanis Smail Mazeb Le Bracha? Says Rav Kiva Eger, the Simon Reish Tess and our Simon. Says Rav Kiva Eger, no, that Isra Lanis Smail Mazeb Le Bracha is also Midar Abanon. The Mela Sabi Darabanon Lakula, also be Nanin. So midina, you're allowed to be nana. However, l'chur, there is the nekuda of aslanes l'mumaz l'bracha, and then maybe there is such a nekuda of not of to be machmir. I would say it's nechlal and maybe mili de chasidus. The Aruch HaShulchan says at the beginning, Reish Beis, Siv Beis, he says, Siv Beis of the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, the Gemara says in Bava Kama, harei tzei liyer is chasid, amehavi chasido, l'kayim midi, a few different things, nizikin, l'kayim midi de brachis. He says, what's the chasidus? The chasidus is in all these cases of suffix, to be mighty yourself, you're having schnitzel, you don't know if it's a shakal's mazainus, take something which is shakal, take something which is mazainus. It's the suffix in the praiskim. You have something, you have a suffix whether or not you have to make a bracha, go ahead and ask somebody else to be mighty to you. All the cases that you could get out of it, you want to be a chasid, be mekayim ili the brachas. Make sure that in all your cases, you have a bracha. Mele ulai nichlal, medina, certainly you're allowed to continue. Ulai medina chasidus. There is what to be, there is makom to be machzik.
You can call yourself a heftik. I just walk out the room and now be a heftik.
That's a good question. Is there any eitzah for somebody that wants a suffik? Very good, with this we'll end the Simin Reish test. Be'ez Hashem. Let's say a person is a master of suffik, and Allah is allowed to continue the popcorn, but he doesn't want to eat popcorn without a bracha, but he wants to eat the popcorn, and someone else will be mighty. What should he do? There's kama v'kama eitzahs that are brought down in the praiskim. The first one is brought down in the Pnei Yeshua and Unzer Sugil. He says, the Gemara says in Nafmem, that a person that says, Baruch Achmona, Mara Da'ipito, Yer Yoitze, Yidei, Chreves Bracha. That means even though you said, you didn't say Baruch Hashem L'kinim Al-Holim, you said Rachmona, inside the Bracha. However, you could be Yoitze, your Bracha, of whatever it is they have to be Yoitze. So we see that, if you're saying Rachmona is not considered Hashem Shemayim Levatolo, and therefore, if you're saying it in a Bracha, L'chor is not Hashem Shemayim Levatolo, and you could be Yoitze, so you're safe. Says Rav Kiva Eger in Shas Vachuvis and Merchafei, says the Chasam Sofer in the Dharma Daf Beis, says the Prima Godim, Kimdumani also, it's Mavur from Kama Vakama Achrenim, that they understood that even though Rachmana by itself is not a Shem Shemayim Levatala, but when you put it into a bracha, it gets the koyach and the choymer of a Shem Shemayim, and if it's Shein Atzvicha, it's then a bracha Shein Atzvicha. The male they tainted, the Achrenim tainted, that you should not do that, and that's what I heard from Berkowitz also, the Maisa, the Halacha, one should not do that. Because you still have the same shayla at the end of the day. Another eitzah which is brought down is the Kaf HaChaim. Kaf HaChaim brings down from the Maamar Mordechai, the best thing to do is to be Mahara the Bracha. Because according to the Rambam, all Brachas are allowed to be Mahara. Here at Kedibur Dami, you're going to get the Brachas. But Loisisa is only if you say it out, Lemaisa. Lemaila, your best eitzah, you have the best of both worlds. Lemaisa, Lachur only works the feet of Shizas around the whole Zero Kedibur. Pashas, we don't pass in that way. And Lemaila, but that's an eitzah to get out of it. Certainly, if your whole stuff is only in the Rambam, for sure that's the best way to do it. That's one Eitzah. Another Eitzah that's brought down is the Chayadim says. The Chayadim says you could take a shahakal, go get a little bit of sugar. You have a suffix whether or not you made a bracha on your popcorn. Take a little bit of sugar, make a shahakal on the sugar, and have in mind the popcorn. Because you could be Eitzah, a bracha With shackles. Certainly, lechatchila, we don't make shackles on popcorn. I shouldn't say that. Maybe it's not so pashut. Popcorn taka changes. It's not so pashut. But in a chanami, yes, we make adama generally. Before we get into someone's trouble. But in the chanami, anytime that you want to be mighty, a bracha, a tzavik bracha, in such a case, take a shackle in your bidvari, and you'll be able to be yaitzi your bracha in such a case. Another possibility is that Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Reish Vav that there's a way to be mechayev yourself hayidei hetchadas, to leave the room. Lamaisa, it's not so pashut to be mechayev yourself a new bracha, that's maybe also together a bracha shein etzricha, to just leave the room so you should be mechayev to make a new bracha. Then in Chanami, that's not so pashut. Mishnah Berurah talks about a case, he says, wait a little bit of time until you meet yechdas, and then you'll do it again.
Maybe that's why it says Nistami, because if somebody wasn't there, you're going to get me, you already left the room.
The question is, what he's talking about Hamaitzi. It's not that way by Hamaitzi. Another possibility, Rosh Shlomo Zalman brings down, this is already brought down in the Pesach Tshuva in Yeredeya, Simin Shin Chof Ches, that you could say the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim of Vayivarech David. Vayivarech David is Leinei Kol Kol, Yemer David, Baruch Atah Hashem, Alekei Yisrael, Avinu, Me'olam Ve'ad Olam, Shehakol Nihyeh V'dvari. And you write your bracha of, and it says Shlomo Zalman that you can answer Omen after such a bracha. Mamish has a chayim of such a bracha. And you write in such a case. He says not to do it unless your mamish don't have an eitzah. Anytime the Chazal said you're okay without tzavik bracha, it's fine. It's only where your mamish stuck. He says to do this. Not everybody is lamaisa there. It's doesn't have the same tzura of a bracha. That's one eitzah which is given. I heard in the past, it's all brought down today, because Yeshuvah has brought down a similar thing from the Avnei Nezer, that what a person can do is, let's say a person has a suffix, whether or not he should make a bracha on Bris Milah, the Moshel. So, can he say, he doesn't know, can he say, Ala Milah? So what he could do is say, Tanur Avonin, Hamolis Hagirim, Mavarech, Baruch Dashim, Likino Melech Harilom, Ala Milah, like Gemara says in Shabbos. And then the paragraph, Lezer de Milah. But Milah, Be'etzem, you're saying the Lashon of the Gemara, and you go ahead and you say the memra. You have to find the Gemara. You have to be a Talmud Chacham. If you're a Talmud Chacham, even myself. Anyhow, you have to know what to say right away. That the truth is, if you look at the Bechatcher, most of the stories that the Bechatcher talks about are stories that the Bechatcher says happened to himself. Because one time he said Baruch Atah Hashem in the morning, he entered Baruch Hu to the Chazan. From Shachris, he was holding a bazooka in the Zimri. He entered Baruch Hu and he kicked into Baruch Atah Hashem and Kenu Melech Olam to say the bracha afterwards. He says, "Well, I'm gonna stop. What should I do?" All these cases he talks about. He says, "This is what happened to myself." It's not so punchy. We all do this. Machzikina to Avusel Ereshe Dekara Bevara the Bemaidim, like the Yerushalmi says. Either way, what's the case that the Avnei Nezer is talking about? The Avnei Nezer in Arachaim Simin Shin Pei Gimel Tif Ois Yud Aleph. He's talking about somebody that was a suffix whether or not he's allowed to eat more. The doctor told him he shouldn't be able to eat more. And then he started talking about what bracha does he make if he does have it. He's not supposed to. Maybe he's not being kind of mitzvah. B'chulu. He says, so what do you do about a bracha? He says, learn Hilchos Rambam. Open up a Rambam and say, Oichal Maru Mevarech Baruch Hashem L'kinam Alech Arilam Alechitaz Maru. And Mamila, you're learning the halacha and you can begin to like that. L'maisa, not everybody's so happy with that. This is really a sugi that we saw before and a little bit. The Marshal talks about it. Whether or not, when you're learning Gemara, should you say Shem Hashem? Not so much you should do that when you're saying Shem Hashem Amelo. Not such a great Eitzel. Some people say that if you could be Mavarach with the Katan. The halacha is with the Katan, you're allowed to be Mavarach with them word for word, Milo v'Milo. Baruch Atah Hashem L'keinu Melech, say Shem Hashem Amelo. A Katan that needs to be Mavarach to say in Bracha, say it together with him and it'll be Eitzel Bracha. Kama v'kama Eitzels that we have. That's Simen Reish Tes. Simen Nun Tes is not as long. The halacha is Sif Aleph, Mechaber says in Simen Nun Tes, that Baruch Atah Hashem L'keinu Melech Ha'olam Yetzer Baruch Hashem Tiknu Lahazkir Midas Laila V'Yoyim La'itzim Yilei V'Avikorsim Shem Shemish Bar Or Lo'i Baruch Hashem. Says the Mishnah Berurah Tzorek Lavzik Ben Yetzer or Ben Or Ki Echla Lishtama Yetzer. It's very nice. What's the Mashmois of Yetzer? Is there any Mashmois? Chavus was married as the Kudah L'chera. What's usually when the Mishnah Berurah tells you should say Laman Tizis Kiru instead of Tiz Kiru, because there's a tiskiru with a samach, with a sin, means to be zecher, to rent, to hire, as opposed to tiskiru, it has a different mashmoy. So you always have to be careful. Why specifically over here? Yesh lion. He also has mitzayin. In a chanam, you always have to be careful with what your words. What?
Machamim.
Yeah, anytime. 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 usually, okay. Certainly one has to be careful with regard to mixing together all the words. Then he says, I am a Berehitiv, v'sharishuv mashukos v'arish bazeh. I'm not sure, is he telling you we do like it says in the Berehitiv or not? Berehitiv has a bunch of halachas that are brought down here. One of the halachas I think he says is that the k'sha'imer barichoshech yitzar yimashu tefil sheyang, k'sha'imer barichoshech yimashu tefil sheresh. K'dumani no tzvar, those that doesn't know tzvar, do that. K'dumani those that doesn't know ashkenaz, don't do that. Was Mishabur telling you yes to do that? We're just telling you to look at those things. When you say Maritzim, Magdishim, Mamlichim, he says some people say with Mem, some people say with Nun. If you say with Mem, this is something that everybody has to be careful with. If you say with Mem, then you should stop before Eshem. Magdishim, Umamlichim, stop. And then say Eshem. Why do you stop? Says Chassam Sofer, we mentioned this in the past. It shouldn't sound, it's really in the middle of the sentence, Mamish. Umamlichim, Eshem, Akela Melech, Hagadol. Why are you stopping in the middle of the sentence? Says Chassam Sofer, the reason you stop is that it shouldn't sound like Mamlichim Mace. Chas v'shalom. You're Mamlich the Mace. Like the Neitzim do, like the Christians do, Rahman al-Islam. They're Mamlich, somebody that already died. So therefore, we have to make sure to stop Mamlichim, we wait for the Chazim. But if you're not waiting for the Chazim, because you're a little bit behind, or a little bit ahead, whatever the reason is, Yidam Yechidus, and you're saying, then you should stop, make sure to stop between Mamlichim and S. Now, another dikduk that I would just say is, once we're talking about Dikdukim and Yetzar, I would say that it's Kedai maybe once to learn the Pirush HaMilim of Yetzar. If anybody here could tell me what Pinois Tzavav Kedoshim Remi Meishakei means, I'll be very impressed. Sifbeis, what is Pinois Tzavav? It doesn't mean corners. Weiter, Sifbeis. Im Tov Omar Asher B'dvari Mariv Arovim V'nizkar Miyad. I'll put up on nergavil.org by the Tzvilavar. In Tav Amar Sifbeis, in Tav Amar Shir B'dvar Amari V'Aravim V'Nizkar Miyad V'Amar Yetzar V'Gam Sim Yetzar Amari Siyatzal Avlam Amar Shir B'dvar Amari V'Aravim V'Loy Amar Yetzar Or Loy Sim Yetzar Amari Loy Yetzar V'Am Amar Yetzar V'Ari Cheshach Hashir B'dvar Amari V'Aravim V'Gam Sim Yetzar Amari Loy Yetzar. Skip over the Ramah for a second. Avlam Sim Yetzar Amari Skim Shafaz V'Yetzar Yetzar Avishin Zimari V'Aravim. What's the klal of these halachas? Four cases that the Mechaber brings down. The klal is, like the Mishnah Berurah says, b'tamtzis and sivkotim ches. The tamtzis is that you need two things for the bracha. You need for sure to be chaysim the proper way. At the end of the bracha, baruch atah Hashem, during the day you have to say yirtzeh ma'ariz, and then you have to say ma'ariv harovim. In addition, you need something else also. That something else is that at some point in the beginning of the bracha, baruch atah Hashem v'kinu melech ha'olam, you have to say the right, in the morning you have to say yirtzeh or, or if you started off Hashem B'dorim Ma'ariv Ha'am B'chol Hashem B'zumun Hashem B'chol Hashem. At some point you have to get to Yitzhar. That's the way that the Bir Halach is Machriya at the end of the day. You don't have to say, you don't have to fix yourself up to Yichlei Dibur. Even if you said Hashem B'dorim Ma'ariv Ha'am B'chol Hashem B'chol Hashem B'chol Hashem. Nevertheless, you can switch to Yitzhar. You can switch to Yitzhar and your Yitzhar in that case. The Mashmois of the Mishnah Berurah is that if you said the entire wrong bracha Hashem B'dorim Ma'ariv Ha'am until the end, and then you said Baruch Atah Hashem Yetzer Ma'aretz, the mashmoit is that you're vadei, not Yetzer. However, in the Bir Halacha, he brings down that according to the Rajba and the Ramban, even in that case, you're Yetzer. But Mele, over here, we're not handling a Safik Daraisa, we're handling a Safik Darabanan. L'chora, one should not go back in this case. L'chora, Befrat that we pass in the brachas are not Makvais. L'chora, in such a case, one should not go back. It's a Safik Brachas Lahakal. In Numani, that's how the Isha Yisrael passes from Chaim Kanievsky and Paragin Zayin, Oisir Beis. That since it's a suffix in such a case, Memela, one would not go back. In this case, it's Nichlal and the din of suffix brachas lahakam. The last halacha here is really what's Teich Kidei Dibur. The halacha is if you, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you ended off Ma'ariv Aravim, Ve'im Teich Kidei Dibur Nizkav Amar Yirtzeh Ma'ariz, Yotza. If Teich Kidei Dibur, you ended off Yetzer Meretz, we said if you have the wrong ending, you said Yetzer Arav Arav Chesh Hashem Yizakol Aruch Hadash Al Tiyun Tavim Nizkech Lenu Meri Le'aray Baruch Hadash Hashem Hamariv Aravim Yetzer Meretz. The halacha is, even though you had a bad ending, if you crash yourself Teich Kidei Dibur, the halacha is that you Yetzer. How long is Teich Kidei Dibur? Teich Kidei Dibur is machlokes is whether or not Shalom Alech HaRebi, Shalom Alech HaRebi Umeri. It's actually a steer in the Mishnah Berurah, exactly by Paskins. However, he says twice, once in Siman Reish Vav and once in Siman Tuf Pei Zayin. He says twice in the Sharatian that Rav Achreinim hold that it's three words. And he's Matmi on the Prima Gam that says four words. Rav Achreinim saying that it's three words, Shalom Alech HaRebi. That is the Shir of Teich Kidei Dibur. Now, the Shaila is, where do you count Teichet Dibur from? From where is Teichet Dibur from? If you said Asher B'Zvarach Ad Hashem, Amariv Aravim. Now, how long do you have to switch yourself? Do you have the amount of one word? Because it's Mariv Aravim, one word. So you have three words altogether. Or is it no? After you said Mariv Aravim, then we give you Teichet Dibur. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Vav. Avam Shah Acher Shomer Hamariv Aravim Kedei Dibur. Layato. After you said Mariv Aravim, Mishnah Kedei Dibur, Layato. Av Shomer Yitam Eris Acher Kedei Dibur. Mashmois is, this is L'chura Aklau, for all Teichet Dibur they have from the end. From the end of your mistake. The big problem is that the Berlacha right here says not that way. The Berlacha here says that, I don't understand, in a case where a person says, Asher Baruch Adah Hashem Lekinu Melech Olam Asher B'dvarei Mariv Aravim. He says, you're ready after Kedei Dibur. How could it be that you can only switch to Kedei Dibur like the Bach says, you're ready after Mariv Aravim, you're after Kedei Dibur. Why are you after Kedei Dibur? You have three words after your mistake. So you can continue going. As long as you catch yourself at the end and Kedei Dibur, you switch to Yitzhar, the Chari should be okay. Not exactly clear. It seems clear over here though. Not only that, the Bachacha by us, he says, it has to be that it's from the end. Why? Because the halacha is that you say, Baruch Adah Hashem Lekinu Melech Olam, Brei Pri Hagafen, Shakani Medvari. Brei Pri Hagafen, you already finished three words. Already finished. Especially if it's a Moisi Lechem in the heart. You for sure won't be able to switch according to that. Shakani Medvari. All these are three words. How could you ever switch afterwards? Unless after the three words, you'll later switch. Mashmaiz is that you have from the end to be able to switch in such a case. Sorry, I'm just over time. I'm going to finish with the last halacha and we can get to your question. However, this that you have, Teichet Dibur, the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha in Simantaf Pei Zayin says, that's if you didn't start to do next bracha. That means if you said, Hamariv Aravim Avo, and Yayayayay. Even though you're still Teichet Dibur, because you only said Avo Ravo, nevertheless, once you're ready to start the next bracha, you're net tax to the next bracha, that's considered a hefsek. Not only that, it's Mitzadid. He says, I'll be the Rajbo. In Uzra Sugya, the Rift says that when you say Brei Pri Hagafen Shakani B'Dvari, the reason why it's not considered a hefsek in your bracha, you mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this or for that. But if you said something which was a different word, you said, Baruch Adah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam, Asher B'Dvari, you said, Hamari V'Aravim, and then you said, oops! Maybe oops is not a word. You said, whoops! And that's the word. And then you say, Yitzhak Aris, Lachari is mistopic, then maybe you're not Yitzhak. Therefore, if by any chance you're doing a bris mila, and you say Lachari is Vishavavavinu, instead of saying Alamilo, don't say whoop. Just go straight ahead and say Alamilo, and you'll be able to be Yitzhak, bro.